Hi, I'm Linda Chu, and welcome to my podcast. I am a science teacher at MLC School Sydney, a school that encourages girls to be fearless thinkers in a world where change seems to be the new constant. MLC School is founded in 1886 with a goal to send girls to study courses such as physics and mathematics at a tertiary level. As a science teacher, I am proud to be part of this journey in leading women in STEM. In my teaching, I've often found myself asking a simple but important question: are students truly understanding scientific concepts, or are they just learning how to reproduce answers? If you've ever watched a student looking perplexed when you're introducing a new concept or trying to memorize content without understanding it, then this research might resonate with you. In many classrooms, particularly in high-pressured curriculum environments, science can unintentionally become a subject of recall. Students learn definitions, practice questions, and aim for the correct response. But science at its core is not about memorization. It is about thinking. It's about interpreting models, questioning ideas, and making sense of the world around us. This research began with a focus on one specific group of students, Year 9 girls. At around 14 to 15 years old, students are at a critical point in their relationship with science. While interest in science is often high in early years, it begins to decline during adolescence, particularly for girls. At the same time, it is when students start to form beliefs about their own abilities, their confidence, and whether they see themselves continuing with subjects like physics or chemistry in senior years. In my own classroom, I've noticed a recurring pattern. Many girls were capable, curious, and thoughtful, but hesitant. They wanted to get things right. They were curious but cautious about making mistakes. And when faced with open-ended or complex tasks, some would disengage rather than risk being wrong. So I thought, how can we create a learning environment where students feel confident to think deeply, take risks, and engage with challenging ideas? At the same time, another major shift was happening in education. The rapid emergence of generative AI has introduced new possibilities into classrooms. Tools that can generate images, provide feedback, and respond to student input in real time are now increasingly accessible. But with this comes another important question: can these tools actually support meaningful thinking, or do they risk doing the thinking for students? This research sits right at the intersection of these two ideas: supporting conceptual thinking and critical thinking, and navigating the role of generative AI in learning. In science, we often rely on models, diagrams, simulations, and physical constructions to represent ideas that are complex. These models are powerful, but they are also imperfect. As George Box famously stated, "All models are wrong, but some are useful." Helping students to understand this, that models are tools to be questioned, evaluated, and refined, is a key part of developing both conceptual and critical thinking. However, within the constraints of a busy curriculum, there is often limited time for students to truly interrogate these models. Instead, they may simply accept them. So this project explores a different approach. Across a 12-week period, I introduced a series of learning experiences where students interacted with scientific models in multiple ways, including building physical models, generating AI-created visual models, and evaluating these representations through discussion and written responses. Rather than focusing on producing the perfect model, the emphasis was placed on comparing ideas, identifying limitations, and refining understanding. Importantly, GenAI was used not as a replacement for thinking, but a tool for comparison, critique, and reflection. In my report, you'll be invited to explore how students engage with scientific models, how they interpret and evaluate information, and what happens when emerging technologies are introduced in that process. This is not just a study about AI, and it's not a study about science education. It's really about a study on thinking, how it develops, what supports it, and what can sometimes get in the way. Thank you for understanding, and I hope this gives you a meaningful entry point into my work.